This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A coup in Sudan and world governments continue to react. Reuters reports the U.S., U.K., and Norway condemned the coup in Sudan, saying they were deeply concerned about the situation in the country. They called on security forces to release those who were detained unlawfully. That's according to a joint statement released by the U.S. State Department. Sudan's military seized power from a transitional government on Monday. A health ministry official said 7 people were killed by gunfire and 140 injured in clashes between soldiers and street protesters. Earlier in the day, the U.S.'s Biden administration suspended $700 million in financial assistance to Sudan. The State Department says the full amount of the aid package had been put on pause. President Joe Biden is pushing for a deal on his social services and climate change plan before heading overseas later this week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It'd be very, very positive to get it done before this week.
The president says he's hopeful it will come together soon. Democrats are poised to unveil a new billionaire's tax to help pay for a package that'll tally at least $1.75 trillion after earlier tax plans fizzled. The president's again highlighting the package's child care proposals.
My name is Caden Polk.
Hey, Caden, how you doing? My name's Joe. Good to see you.
First, visiting a New Jersey elementary school and then a transit center.
So let's get this done. Let's move.
Where he appealed for Congress to pass a related infrastructure bill he says is vital to boosting America's global competitiveness. Sagar Magani, Washington.